You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast yet again here at William Hill on Friday, September the 7th. We've got two Irish meetings for you this evening. We're going to be covering the seven race programme at Down Royal, beginning at 4:15 and ending with a very competitive staying handicap at 7:20. Lots of big feels here tonight, not too much in the way of quality, but hopefully we have one or two nice bets for you along the way to hopefully make a little profit into the weekend. And we begin with the 4:15, which is a five furlong maiden for the two-year-olds, in which Rita Levy, or Levi, sets a very high standard, courtesy of that run, of course, last time out behind the mighty 10 Sovereigns, who's, without shadow of a doubt, Aidan O'Brien's best two-year-old seen so far today. Certainly based on the time figures anyway, that maiden was run at a searing gallop, and the winner posted a cracking number, and of course has gone on to win in Patton Company subsequently, although Joe Lyons' charge couldn't hold a candle to Aidan O'Brien's representative. Certainly thought that she did more than enough to suggest she can win a race of this lowly nature. Interesting, the blinkers have gone on for the first time, and she's dropping back to five furlongs. A distance, of course, that she's seen to good effect the time before when she was second at Navan, albeit beaten at an odds-on favourite. This race looks weak tonight. Nice low draw, and at the time figures that Rita Levy's already performed to suggest that she's got quite a bit in hand over the field.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, the 4:50, and Aljamir was a bit unlucky down at the cover of the last day to bump into Lost Treasure, who went on to win a handicap next time out for the Aidan O'Brien stable, and the pair of them were nicely clear the rest, and she did look like the most likely winner that day. She travelled really good, got to the front and was just nutted late on by a horse, obviously is right on top of its game at the moment, but this looks a particularly weak contest. And it's an ideal opportunity, you should suggest, for this horse to finally get its head in front. Certainly deserves to do so. There are one or two other exposed horses in this race, including Early Call, Freinheit, etc. So it's not exactly that she's taken on anything deep, or certainly of the calibre of Lost Treasure on this occasion. So hopefully Johnny Murta's three-year-old will find the winner's enclosure there tonight.
Race number three.
On to the 5:20, one or two interesting horses making their debuts here, but the ones that have had a run anyway, I'd probably just prefer Festina Plenty from the Johnny Murta stables. This horse finished second on debut in quite a decent race at Dundalk. That Bormese Waltz, who won that particular contest, was a good second the time before behind a horse called Foxtrot Live, and I think that form overall is pretty good. And given that the Joe Lyons horse was a 2-5 favourite on that occasion and she was expected to win, to only get beat 6 lengths by that horse certainly wasn't any disgrace. And given that she was drawn on the outside as well, 13-14, and came from a long way back to finish second, I thought this filly by Torinado showed particularly encouragingly. And given that Johnny Murta's horse is often improved for the run, 8-1 this morning for top price William Hill, with a nice draw tonight in the hands of Todd Madden. I think Festina Plenta is a decent each way bet there in race 3.
Race 4.
Right, on to the 5:50. Quite a complex looking two-year-old nursery, it has to be said. But of those that have got to recent form, I was really taken by the performance of Only the Brave last time out from the Sarah Lynham Stone. Now, Sarah had a winner last night on Dundalk, Tricon, also the yard's in good nick. That was her second winner of her first season with a licence. And this horse has been knocking at the door. Good fourth at the Galway Festival behind Hermosa from the Aidan O'Brien stable. And then down to the Curragh last time out for a race similar to this over 6 furlongs. She was noted going really well in behind the speed when she got absolutely cut off at the pass around about the furlong and a half marker, and virtually dropped back to the back of the field. But once seeing daylight in the latter stages, she absolutely took off to finish a never near a fourth. I think the step up in triple definitely suits her tonight. Of course, she's raced over 7 furlongs on the stiff track before. And for the night, from a decent draw with Danny Sheehy taking 5 off, I think this filly by exchange rate, Only the Brave, is a really solid each way bet there in the 5:50.
Race 5.
On to the 6:20 then, and the one I'm looking forward to seeing run here is Athib from the Dennis Hogan Stable. Now, this horse has been waiting for him to run for ages. He was down to run, I think it was at Tipperary last week, but he was a late withdrawal because of the quickish ground. And hopefully tonight conditions will be ideal for this four-year-old gelding by Dan Silly, who went into my notebook in a major way last time out at Garran Park. He was drawn 13 to 15. He, once I missed the break, but he was held up behind the speed. He was last but one turning for the home straight. How he managed to finish third, I do not know. He put in an unbelievable charge down the lane. He came home with the quickest section on the card, and I upgraded his performance quite significantly, particularly from a horse rated only 45. He was coming home in much quicker times than the horses rated in the 60s and 70s. So it's just a matter of whether this horse can do it again. Now, you look at his track record, I think 14 runs, no wins. Can we trust him? Well, that's the $64,000 question. But if he can run to that same level last time out, I thought his price this morning, top price anyway, 7-8-1 was too big. And I've had a few quid each way on Althib to justify my opinion that could be very well handicapped there in the 6:20.
Race number 6.
On to the 6:50 then, and this should be at the mercy of Cacique Royale, who runs against a similar standard of opponents that he did down in Nature the night. And he made mincemeat of them, to be fair. He won by a length and a half, but he could have won a good deal easier than that. He was eased off close home. Now, I know there was a massive bias to the front runners that night, and I thought it was a lovely ride by Shane Foley, who dictated matters at his own pace, and he might not necessarily get as comfortable a lead on the front end as he did the other night. But, like I say, he won with that much in hand and only £4 higher than... It's very hard to see him not winning here, because I do think these three odds against this weakish kind of opponents, you know, look at the likes of Missouri, Specific Gravity, Papa Motel, Match My Fire, they're just not going anywhere, these horses. They're just work-a-day, run-in-the-mill horses that just haven't got any improvement in them at all, whereas this three-year-old, I think, definitely comes here with a spring in his step. He is even money this morning, which isn't the sort of greatest value price, I suppose, you've ever seen, but I'd be disappointed if he couldn't follow up.
Final race.
On to the final race in the 7:20. Quite a trappy old handicap here, around about 5-2 on the field at the time of recording. The couple I quite like are the two that ran in the Galway handicap, won by Great Trango. They are Nelson Road and Waterville Dancer. Now, Waterville Dancer was a really big, strong choice on that occasion. And unfortunately, the ground went against this gelding by Nathaniel, and he ended up finishing sort of mid-division down in seventh. Prior to that, he'd been very, very consistent in all his performances. Prior to that, including a good run behind Tarazoni and Dawn Hoover at Leopardstown. And the step-up in trip is bound to suit him. The other one is Nelson Road, who ran OK at Galway, to be fair. And he didn't run that badly down at Killarney the other day in a very hot handicap won by Brazos. That was chock full of inform horses, such as Exchange Rate and Gustavus Vassa for the Willie Mullins Stable. So when he get beat 11 lengths by that quality of opponents, £4 at the handicap, suggested he's in good form. Now, notably, this horse won the race last year. So connections have obviously, in inverted commas, laid him out for this race. And of the two, I think he's probably the more enticing, if you like, at the prices. He's top price 11-1 in the village. So I am going to go against two against the field with a slight preference to Nelson Road over Waterville Dancer there in the final race. Thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday when, of course, we start the Listowel Festival. 7 days at the Harvest Base Track. Beginning on Sunday with the jumps card at 2:10. We go all the way through to next Sunday as well. So looking forward to having you on board all the way through next week until I sign off for a week's holiday. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.